Hey everyone, welcome back to the Immigrant Chronicles. In this episode, we're just gonna share our story. Before we start interviewing our friends, we want to just give you an idea about our journey moving from the Philippines to Canada and all the fun things that has happened to us so far. So without further ado, I'm just gonna bring in my lovely wifey, Elaine. So, hey, hey.
Hello. Yes.
All right. So, you know, let's start off with the motivation to come to Canada. I shared my motivation. What was yours when you initially started bugging me about moving?
It was a long time ago, right? But yeah, for my motivation, maybe the safety, healthcare, education of kids, for our future, kung hindi man for us and also for the kids. Safety in a way na medyo hindi, we don't feel safe talaga when we were back in the Philippines eh. Good thing that we were in a good neighborhood, pero when you go out you feel unsafe. And then healthcare, you need to be in the, like, you need to buy your insurance, your hindi siya free eh. And also education, diba? Unlike here in Canada, I was able to maximize my healthcare benefits provided by the province itself or Canada. And then yung education, kasi free talaga siya sa mga kids na hikita natin yun.
Right, and this is exactly what I was saying about, you know, when we say quality of life, I had a different idea of what quality of life is. And you know what Elaine was saying was pretty much also quality of life, but it's a different aspect of life. So yeah, that was our motivation. We talked about that before coming here. Like she said, you know, there was a bit of uncertainty when we were in the Philippines. I would say we were luckier than most, right? I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh, we had it really bad. No, that would be lying. But still, we felt that Canada had a lot of to offer for us. So let's also now talk about what did we do to come here? Because, you know, this was obviously, you know, everybody has a different story, but ours was the student pathway. So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. We were advised by the agency that, and we were able to check our scores, yung CRS score. And then we're below than the normal minimum.
Yeah, we hit the minimum, but it was pretty low. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, So for us to get, to be pulled out into that express entry stream, one of us needs to study. And I chose to study. And then, so we took the student pathway, your my open work permit, dependent, yep. Which is we got the assistance of an agency, and then most of those are bago pa natin kausap na si agency. I already had the privilege na talagang hanapin or aralin, right, talagang yung isang documentations, what to do next. Kumbaga, we were prepared talaga before we get into the student, yep, pathway. So kumbaga, inaral talaga siya. It was really a constant learning. Kumbaga, talagang everyday, ano siya, meron kang mga, kumbaga parang kinabisado, hindi naman kinabisado, but I was able to one by one check the list nung para dun sa mga requirements.
Yeah, like, you know, what Elaine mentioned, we did get the help of an agency. But at the same time, this was something that she's been looking into for a while. She did prepare all those documents, right? Got all the documents ready. So it was a pretty quick process. And yeah, just to add on to that, we did have a discussion on who should study. I told her, I don't know. I'm sick of studying. I don't want to study. Well, she was so excited. So I was like, go study, do that. And, you know, so far it worked out for the best for us. And I think part of that decision also, when we were considering who was going to study was, well, the other person is going to get an open work permit. So let's see what are the opportunities available for those who's, for the one who's going to get the open work permit. Okay. So those are the things that we considered. And I think one thing that that we also discussed was we were very realistic, borderline actually negative, very negative that Ryan, you might not get a work in IT, you might no longer work in IT. So that was the expectation before coming here. And I think that helped us, right? I think it kind of, you know, lowered the expectations.
Lowered down the expectations. We set the expectations really, really low that we don't come here na broken-hearted kami or masama talaga yung loob namin because we were really ready. Because you don't want to go here expecting that high expectation, getting that high expectation na, oh, because I'm a chef back in the Philippines, I'll be getting the same treatment, I'll be getting the same work right there and then.
Yeah. And again, for, you know, it's really just that tempering that expectation. So we're not telling you that, you know, don't dream or anything. Of course not. What we're saying is, my favorite saying is hope for the best, but expect the worst, just in case, right? Just in case. So, okay. And yeah, those were really all these things before we even got here. And now let's talk about, I guess, the challenges when we got here. Let's go straight to challenges first before any of the success. For you, Elaine, what were your challenges?
Challenges, since we came here from a, what was that, humid and sunny tropical country, we came here ng Pasko, December. And it was really cold. So unang challenge for me was really weather. Second was weather, it's knowing the fact that it's really hard to adjust. You cannot go outside, you cannot do anything because of the weather. And talagang thank you na kumaga maano tayo, malakas yung resistensya natin. We had a lot of vitamins during that time because and then aside from weather, siguro yung how people talk to you. Sanay kasi ako during the pandemic, the language barrier, honestly. I'm not confident enough to talk in English, and sanay ako speaking in Tagalog. So pagdating dito noon, it was really hard to translate all your thoughts from Tagalog into English. And the third, siguro the third for me is yung pag-convert ng pera. Hindi, challenge in a way that I cannot, because every time I di ba, I convert it in from peso to how much it's in the Canadian. So mahirap 'yon na wala akong nabibili. Anyway, yun.
No, I mean, I agree, right? There was a physical challenge of adjusting to the weather. Although you've been to Canada a couple of times, I guess it's different when you know it's going to be for a long haul, right? When we arrived, if you remember, 1 week into it, or less than a week, snowstorm na, tama? Snowstorm.
Yes.
So that was crazy. And yeah, I think, you know, when you talked about converting, you have a point. It's to a deeper level, it's about budgeting, because when we came here, we didn't have work. We had our, we brought some money Philippines, but we didn't know when that would last, right? How long would that last if we didn't find work? And that really was the biggest challenge for me, was finding work. You know, I have to admit, I was very lucky to find work in about 1.5, no, maybe two months.
Two.
Right? I'm still lucky to do that. But it was very stressful, sending out so many applications, but not really getting a lot of success and and responses, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it was, that was for me the most challenging, really. Money wise, just making sure that we the savings will be enough, and also finding the work that would sustain us. So big challenges.
Yeah. So at least we were in the promise months. Like we were having within promise 3 months. Kumaga parang we have within 3 months.
Oh yeah.
If we don't get any job, right, that would be a good thing. We were able to within that 3 months, nakahanap siya ng trabaho. Yeah. I was able to get in touch with my professors, my chefs, na just in time for me to settle in school, and then afterwards there are part-time jobs waiting for me. Yep. So ganun lang yung for us too.
No, I think that's a good thing that we did. You know, we had a timeline, because for us, like I said, it was hoping for the best, right? So that hope was, we put in a timeline into that hope. Hey, within this timeline, get a job that is in the same industry as we were in the Philippines. If we don't get it within this timeline, that means our budget will probably be in trouble. So after that, okay, let's start looking for whatever work is out there. And that was really the mindset. Now, because we hit the timeline, I got a job just before, you know, 3 months, then that was all good. But we were really preparing for the worst.
Yeah, we were really ready.
All right. So, you know, again, I'll always tell this to people who plan to come here. The going will get tough. So just be ready for that. Just be ready for those challenges. But let's not end there. Let's talk about, you know, the good things. Any success stories that you want to share, or any positive experience from the journey?
Oh, for me, I was able to be more independent for myself. Kasi especially struggled din for me going into like riding. I am really bad into directions, honestly. I'm telling you guys. So maps, I cannot read maps. So I need to go out, and then we were like looking into, I cannot really understand the maps. So So I was able to understand how to go and ride the bus, because I'm the one who physically go out. So that's really a struggle for me. So natutuwa ako, I was able to be independent na going out without Ryan, because if I'm with him, I will just sit down and I'll wait for him. Hey, let's take this bus, let's ride this one. Hey, run. I mean, it's all, I just depend on him. Second, I was able to get mga bursaries or scholarships, which is in the Philippines, I wasn't able to get. Kasi, how we say it? I don't know how.
Pasaway ka sa school dati.
Dito, I was really striving to be one of the dean's list. And I was counting to be 1 point lang. I
distinction pa rin yon. You still finish with distinction.
Yes. And then happy kasi I was able to connect with a lot of people. So the networking.
All right. I mean, for me, you know, very similar in terms of independence, no. I don't know if that's a success, but it certainly was forced on me, especially right now. For those who know us, we are living in different provinces because of, you know, work as well as the PR journey, right? So I do my own cooking, I do my own laundry these days. So I don't know if this is a success, but let's just say it is, just being independent. Now, I think also for me, just being able to have a good start to a career here. You know, I got the same similar work that I had in the Philippines out here. And for me, that's a success story to be able to do that. And I know I'm grateful for that because others are not as lucky. For me, those two are the success stories I've had so far. And I am hoping there'll be more success stories for us and less challenges, really. I think that's pretty much all I want to share at this point. But before we end, I do want to get, Elaine's thoughts on any advice she would want to give to individuals or people who are considering a move to a new country, whether it be Canada or wherever.
Be strong, be ready. just the two words, be strong, be ready. It's because you need to be ready to be able to face everything. And then be strong kasi you need to face them day by day. Whenever you go and plan to uproot your family, your life, your business, start from zero, it's not really easy to go back home. Just be ready and be strong.
Nice. I love that. For me, very similar as well is, I'll always say, expect the worst, hope for the best. It prepares you come what may. And I think for me, a very practical advice is this, right, is to keep your support network. Even though you're far away, make use of technology. And I really like what I heard one time where, because people oftentimes, you don't want to be a burden to your friends, to your loved ones. So what you end up doing is, you know what? Nah, I'm okay. I'll survive. I don't want to bother them because they're, they have their own lives. No, don't believe that. People who love you will always be there for you. And if you need them, get in touch with them. They will, in fact, appreciate you for contacting them. So, yes, because the going will get tough, make sure you have a strong support network. I'm sure you have all your old friends there for you and ready to support you.
True.
Bakit ka naiiyak? Sunday lang din naman to. Hindi naman
para sa iyo. Hindi naman para sa akin. Pero ba't naiiyak? Iyakin talaga ako. Cut mo to.
2 years and there will 2 years and we still need that support system. And we know that. And in case you're listening, thank you for all the support and we love you. And thanks to everyone who's listening in.
Bye.